Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. Senator Scott Wagner is with us, and he's got a tale to tell with Governor Wolf's opiate crisis declaration emergency. He's with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Let's bring in Scott Wagner. Candidate Wagner, thank you for joining us. Scott, thanks for being with us this morning.
Dom, good morning. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Well, you and your guys must have seen this around the same time I got this lawyer who sends me stuff, saying that with a stroke of the pen, Wolf may have eliminated firearm rights during the state of the emergency over the opiate crisis.
Yes, that's how we interpret it, Dom. You know, this gets really complex. You know, you've got Title 75, you got Title 18. I mean, it's like a you know, more titles in Harrisburg than you could imagine. But basically, you know, Governor Wolf issued a state of emergency, with the opioid crisis, and it affects, and it gets complex. And I've been, you know, spending a lot of time with my policy people and the legal people. But you know, it affects open carry. In Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, it is legal to open carry, you know, a handgun if you have it out on your, you know, on your belt and it's open and everybody can see it. That was legal before this state of emergency, the declaration was issued. And, you know, then they're talking about, you know, well, this is the opioid crisis and it's similar to the weather crisis. Well, I don't technically see it that way. And then when you issue a state of emergency, that's only good for 90 days. So it gets into, you know, a lot of complex issues. Now, you know, there was, you know, a writer in one of the local papers that took a shot at me, you know, about, well, what solutions am I offering, you know, for the opioid crisis? And, Dom, we all know that the opioid heroin crisis is off the charts, and it's way beyond Code Red, and it's been way beyond Code Red for, you know, for many, many years. But in 2014, and we're talking 3.5 years mm-hmm. ago, in July of 2014, Senator Wagner, along with our assistant district attorney, Dave Sundy, and our coroner, Pam Gay, we formed the York County Heroin Task Force in 2014. We've been up and running for 3.5 years. We're doing cutting-edge things in our county. Dave Sundy is now our district attorney, and he just was sworn in last week, or actually this week. But, you know, between our coroner and the district attorney's office, and with the efforts of my office, they have had, you know, probably well over 100 town hall meetings. We've done a lot of education. But you know what's interesting, Dom, is the York County Heroin Task Force is in York County, where Governor Wolf is supposedly lives. He has never contacted, nor has anyone from his office ever contacted the task force and asked if they could sit in on a meeting. Now, we've gone to other counties. Mm-hmm. You know, in December of 14, we went down to Delaware County. You know, we met with the district attorney and the task force down there. There's no doubt about it, we have a crisis on our hands, but the governor's office hasn't done any homework, and all of a sudden, you know, now it's Code Red.
Well, and right, and what happens is you take a Second Amendment right, you put it in jeopardy here, and this has happened in other emergencies and other times. I think that's a great point. It indicates what has he been doing and how competent are they if they didn't know this, because immediately lawyers were contacting me. Let me ask you, what are you seeing now? And you have a very people have seen your ad where there's the claim of signing the front of 1 million paychecks, which is impressive, the number of people you've employed over the number of years. The economy, I was shocked yesterday. Walmart usually figures they're going to get anybody they want. They don't have to do anything to attract. And due to the tax cut, they are now saying they'll start people at a much higher wage. Medical benefits are better. Maternity, paternity benefits, all that will be better. This has got to be a template to do in Pennsylvania if it's working nationally.
Well, Dom, you know, there's an interesting article that just came out, and I think it's on Forbes or Fortune magazine. I have the magazine. It just came out in the last 2 days. And there's an article in there that says that instead of unionization, where everybody thinks maybe, you know, the unions can do so much for you, honestly, it's competition. Walmart can't find people because they're not competitive with the wage market. So they're smart people. You know, they figured out that they need to raise their wages. I've been doing that in my businesses, really, you know, since I've been in business in 1985 with my first waste company. So people are the competitive markets are working right now, and you know, we also recognize, I think anybody who's an employer out there recognizes, if you hire someone and you have turnover after you've trained them, you know, for example, a truck driver might take anywhere from 5 to 10 weeks to train.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody in business, we know this. We've known this for years. This just didn't it wasn't like last year. We've known this for 20 or 30 years that if you spend, you know, $7,500 to $10,000 to train somebody within your organization, and that person leaves in 6 months, you have to retrain somebody. There's a cost to retrain.
Oh, tremendously. So it's better to reward a good worker with that than not. Exactly. Well, I'm very glad you pointed this out, because I got a lot of stuff from listeners yesterday. Now, we don't think – what's the remedy? What should the governor do at this point around the firearms thing then?
Well, I guess here's the bottom line, Dom. Back in 2017, January of 17, which is a year ago, I co-sponsored Senate Bill 36. And that bill would have amended Title 18 to prohibit firearms rights from being restricted during an emergency declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what the governor should have done and what his people should have done is they should have paid attention to this. They should have come to somebody maybe in the legislature, and whether it's the House or Senate, but this was in the Senate, said, listen, how can we fast track this bill? And we could have gotten this bill passed. But you know, the governor is saying that they've worked for months on this emergency state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
If they had worked on this for months and they had done their homework, they would have found this out. Now, we were in session in December. We could have easily passed Senate Bill 36. I mean, a bill like this is pretty critical. Every House and Senate member, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you know there's a crisis. And we will do everything we can, but we don't want to infringe on rights. But
that's,
the bottom line is, Senate Bill 36 has been hanging out there for a year.
That's a great point. Now, where do we find your campaign? Where do we find all things Senator Scott Wagner?
Well, I have an official website, and that would be senatorwagner.com. That's senatorscottwagner.com. You know, I also have a campaign website, and that's wagnerforgov.com.
Good stuff. Thank you, Senator. Thanks for joining us, and to be continued.
Dom, thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.